Those are just a few words about the schedule and about the aims of this retreat, about the silence of the retreat. As everyone's been told, you'll be on like 8 precepts for this retreat, which is, I think you've already been, should have been explained to you, for those of you who don't know, it's not going to kill any living being during this retreat. If a mosquito bites you, just don't swat it. They're allowed to live as well. You're not going to take what's not yours. So you don't go out into the kitchen and take what's not yours. But you just, whatever is given during the meal time, you just accept that. I think there are cups of tea and things like that if you need some at any time. And no sexuality. It's as if there is no female, no male in this retreat. Just retreatants. I think some of you may know, for I've said this before, that you know, in Thailand, in the Thai language, there are 3 sexes. Male, female, and monks and nuns, the 3rd sex. They call it Samana Pet. Pet being like gender. This is the gender of samanas, of monastics, retreatants. So you're all of the same gender for this retreat. Retreatant genders. Because you've given up all of this perception of gender, sexuality, male, female. And this is where the third the third precept of brahmacharya, of refraining from sort of that sensuality between the genders. And then we have the rule of not lying. It's very easy to keep when you don't speak, but be honest to yourself as well. Be honest to your meditation, your abilities. Find out where you are and work from there, rather than finding out where you want to be and trying to sort of change reality into that fantasy. No intoxicants, being alcohol or non-medicinal, non-prescription drugs, because we're supposed to be mindful here. You know, one of the intoxicants is sleepiness and dullness. There's a lot of similarity with being drunk and being sleepy. So we're going to try not to indulge in sleepiness either. Try and have that sharpness of the mind. We're aware of every moment which is going on as best you can. And we're having a precept not to eat in the afternoon or the evening, just for the sake of simplicity. Just so much agitation comes around the meal. If you just eat in the morning time, not only do you avoid that agitation of the mind, but also you find the body is free from the concerns of food. Digesting food takes up so much energy of the body, and the blood goes down to the stomach, and you haven't got enough really for the brain, for the mind to really work and develop deep meditation. So you find, actually, when you develop a lot of meditation, your need for food decreases quite significantly, because you're not doing very much. You don't need so much energy. You're not thinking and planning and making decisions so much. Again, so you don't need all of that energy. So you find that it becomes quite easy, quite natural, to just have this breakfast and a meal just before lunch. And the afternoon is completely free. Beautiful time. And they have the precept of not indulging in distractions of like music and games and shows. Marvellous having, there's a television up there but never gets turned on. No television, no radios. Actually, I like watching television when there is nothing on. That's actually the best television to watch, when there's nothing on the screen to disturb you. And no radio, no shows, no music. Also no adornments. So please, you know, don't put any adornments on the body. No gold rings. Well, if you've got a wedding ring on, that's okay. But I mean like things which that you put on to attract attention. No sort of jewellery, makeup and all that sort of stuff. because we don't need that. Now, you know what it's like for those who came here who before were females but now they're samanas. You know what it's, or males, you know what it's like having to worry about what one looks like and trying to make oneself attractive and trying to be concerned about all of that. It's a great freedom to know that you don't have to attract anyone during this retreat. You can completely forget about your body and how it looks. They're giving you freedom. And the last, not to use indulgent furniture, which we all can keep very easily in this place. We're not indulging the body. We're just being kind to it. Because if you indulge the body, it gets so sleepy and tired. I remember Ajahn Chah sort of being asked by a monk if he could sit on a cushion. And Ajahn Chah getting into this this long talk. If I give you one cushion, next week you want two cushions. If I give you two cushions, next week you want this big armchair. If I give you an armchair, the week after you want a bed. You want a simple bed, next week you want a big bed. Just to sort of listen to a talk. Because this is actually how the body works. You give it an inch, it wants another inch. So you just give it just enough so it's reasonably comfortable. You sit on a cushion or on a chair if you need at the back. Just so it's reasonably comfortable. But don't indulge it too much, too far. Just enough to get rid of the coarser disturbances of the body called pain. And then you can just disregard this body and go to the world of the mind. So these are eight precepts which we keep. We renounce so much which people in the world say is happiness, which is basically disturbance and distraction. So we can be free of all these things. I've lived as a monk now for 23 years. And all these rules are not burdens which I carry around with me. I don't have to keep remembering, oh, I shouldn't do this, oh, better remember not to do that. It becomes natural. I don't want to do all these things which are against the rules because I appreciate the freedom, the simplicity, the space, the emptiness which is given by these rules. What these rules are simply saying is that don't carry any of these heavy suitcases. Great, I don't want to carry them anyway. It's a weight, it's a burden, it's a difficulty. So these eight precepts are eight suitcases you don't need to carry. Isn't it wonderful to be free of these things? How peaceful. How releasing these rules are. And so this becomes our way of keep returning to that simile, like being a bird who soars up into the sky, being a meditator who delves into the beautiful depths of the mind. And those of you who are interested in the nature of the mind, who are philosophically inclined, this is where you really understand, through your own experience, the nature of this thing we call mind. And with it, you'll understand the nature of that which you call self, God, the world, the universe, a whole lot. It's there you'll understand these things. It's there that you'll become enlightened. Not in the realm of thought, but in the realm of inner silence with the mind. It's a marvelous thing, this retreat. It's promising so much, and much of that which it promises, it will give you. So this is just a little introductory talk, just covering many aspects, many topics, which I will go into greater depth during this retreat period. There will also be the time for interviews, and I haven't really worked out the interviews yet. Usually on a Saturday we don't have any interviews, we'll start on the Sunday. Just give people on Saturday a time to really get the meditation going. And on Sunday I'll start the interviews. And of course, I usually like to see everyone at least once every second day. Just so that you can tell me about your meditation, I may be able to give you some advice. The interviews, it's not like being tested or being judged. It's an opportunity where I can be of service and help you. And so that please make use of these interviews. If for some reason you really prefer not to have an interview, then just let me know and I'll not put your name on the list. But usually, for most people, it will be once every second day. And it's a good little incentive to make progress. And you will find it's very helpful to be have some good advice. So that's the last thing I wish to say about this introductory talk. Oh, I didn't actually mention the evening talk from today onwards. It will be on Dharma questions or questions on meditation. And those of you who have been on my retreats before know that we leave a biscuit box or something just close by the entrance to the hall, and there's pieces of paper and pencils there. And if you have a question on Buddhism or about meditation especially, which you wish to have answered, then just write it on the piece of paper, leave it in the biscuit tin, and in the evening between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock I will just answer those questions as best I am able, and as honestly as I am able as well. So that's the basic introductory talk for this retreat. Now, are there any questions or comments about what I've just been talking about? Is there any comments or questions anyone would like to ask? Is it all quite clear? Oh, great. Okay, yes, my clock says just about 9 o'clock. So if you wish to carry on walking, sitting meditation, you are most welcome to join myself and the other monks. If another monk couldn't be coming on Sunday afternoon, he has to look after our monastery for Saturday and Sunday, while Ajahn Yanadamo is in Noramara Center. So very fortunate in this retreat having like 5 monks to help with like the energy of this retreat. So it's a very special retreat time. And it's 9 o'clock now, so if you wish to carry on sitting meditation or do some walking meditation, or if you need to go back and rest, go back and rest and have a nice evening. And I'll see you all tomorrow morning, roughly around 4 o'clock. Or if you just want to get out for breakfast, you can do. Okay, so please, happy meditating.